Obviously, rest and recovery, recruiting, recharge, re-engage. Know that you're in charge of your own destiny at this halfway point of the season. Some guys are coming back, because of soft tissue injuries, and so some are still yet to be determined. As we don't practice on today, we start going, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But for the most part, gave the players some time off. We practiced. We got better in terms of ourselves and what we need to do. And then we also maybe had a practice and a half for upcoming opponent. Wanted the coaches to go out and be fathers and husbands. We've got guys on the staff that have sons that play high school ball, so they were able to go out and watch their sons play. And I was able to go see my daughter, who's a trainer at one of the local high schools. I able to go see her and stand on the sidelines and watch and support her. So it was also an opportunity to be a family man as well. But we're back at it again. Great to see the players, hear their stories of watching our high school games, seeing relatives that have been kind of sick, and but also just kind of reconnecting and recharging with the fact that there's a lot of football left. This week is a homecoming game for us. A lot of people will be here. We got a really good opponent that's coming to play. But this is what you do it for. And we're excited about how we're moving forward at this point.
You guys are 4-2 against a really challenging schedule. As you head into the next 6 weeks and you get your guys back together, what's sort of the message as you hit the second half of the season?
Yeah, the message is being resilient, as most teams have, or as we have ourselves and some of these wins that we've had. But also just recognizing that it's going to take the sum total effort of everyone, the guys on the show team, you just beat the guys that are giving the looks of the other team. The ball, the second effort ball, when the ball's on the other side of the field, when we're at practice, doing those types of things. And just holding each other accountable and responsible for our opportunities, our techniques and things like that. So I think one of the good things that most coaches do, they look at yourselves and you see who's got force, who fits here, who does what, and then you look at your personnel, and you kind of come up with the ways to scheme your personnel to have an impact on the play-by-play basis. So we were able to do that. Like I said, with some guys coming back from injury, we're going to include them in some game planning to hopefully help us win games as we start going down the stretch here.
I want to look at your team a little bit at the midway point. We'll start on offense. I think the ground game was something that everybody knew you guys were going to be able to be able to move the ball, and you're number three in the country and have been outstanding on that side of the ball. But I know you wanted to improve the passing game coming into the year. Darius, six touchdowns, only one interception all year long. How have you seen growth in that part of your game?
Yeah, you have to have a strong running game, which we do. And then obviously, the teams are going to bring the safety down or do some other things to stop the run. So you're going to have to throw. You're going to have to throw the ball. So that's one of the things that we worked on, that we constantly work on. But knowing that we have capable guys that are out there at the receiving core. But as far as the strength of the offensive line and the run game, it also allows for perhaps some RPOs, which are important to us in terms of game planning as well. Darius has done a really good job as he's kind of been, kind of grown up into being a 4-year starter. Hard to believe this is his last year, but I'm proud of what he's done, who he is. He's going to get better. He continues to get better, and we're going to need that versus this good Campbell team that's coming in here to Saturday.
In that receiving group, who have you seen step up, and how have you seen those guys improve and build that rapport with Derek?
Yeah, obviously, Hollis Mathis is kind of the guy that does everything. He's a Swiss Army knife. He does a lot of things for us, but he has opportunities. Trayshawn Kendricks, has done a really good job for us. He's back. He's healthy. There's a couple other guys that are freshmen that have had to play because of injuries. But the ability for Darius to get the ball out on swing patterns to Malachi Emo, our tight end Sean McElwain has done a really good job as well. Trey McDonald. Those guys have given the opportunities to catch the ball and move the ball downfield in chunks. We talk about explosive plays, plays over 15 yards. They're included and they're needed to have sustainable drives. We've done a good job of rushing the ball and hanging on to the ball. We just got to make sure we take care of the ball. That's the other thing that we was a one of the things we had to talk about this past game, putting the ball on the ground, having three turnovers, improving that standpoint, going back to the fundamentals of how you carry the ball, what we do. And that's some of the players have bought into that. Our leadership has bought into it. And like I said, the second half of the season starts with this Saturday, the 3:30 here at Zabel.
Defensively, you guys lost a number of all-conference caliber players, had some new faces, but they've been really solid. 333 yards, 22 points a game. And I just want to ask you about a couple of guys, and Alex Washington and Quinn Osborne, who are your top two guys in tackles. They've been around for a while, but now have really moved into starting roles. How have you seen those guys improve and become leaders on that defense?
Yeah, Rob, they've done a really good job. They're captains. There's guys. They're guys that have played in the scheme and the systems, and they've had dedicated performance in terms of how they go about doing it. They're linebackers. They play every down, first, second, and third downs, involved with special teams. So they've done a really good job. They played, last year, but they're playing a lot now. It's like kind of indicative of our team, like the inside guys. Gent and Gerald Williams and TJ McGill, who's a safety, they're second year players that are playing a lot. So that's kind of who we are, what we are. But at the same time, you have leaders like Alex and Quinn, calling the defenses and being the leaders on that side. We've done a good job thus far. We need to continue to keep doing a good job of blunting the run, creating turnovers, getting after quarterback like everyone wants to. But it's important for us to continue to keep doing those things. And particularly the second half of the season as we go into it.
And then the other guy I wanted to ask you about on the back end is Jalen Jones, who I think is still leading the country in pass breakups. He had a couple of interceptions. He's a guy that's played a lot of football for you too, but is even having an exceptional year. Talk about the year he's had.
Yeah, you're right. He's done a phenomenal job for us to be leading the country in terms of breaking the passes up. He's a quiet guy that just goes about doing his job, and love him to death. He won't say boo, but he'll play hard out on the field right there. And he's again one of those leaders that by examples by his play that does the talking. So as I said, we going into the second half of the season here, just try to just accentuate the things that need to be done defensively, creating those turnovers, scoring on defense. And I think we've done a good job on the third down percentages as well. And that's important. So to keep improving from those statistical standpoints, that's what we're shooting for. And like I said, here we go with the next opportunity this Saturday.
Let's talk about that real quickly. The Campbell team coming in, a new coaching staff and a new style. As you said, a homecoming game for you. What do you see from Campbell and the challenges that they'll present?
Again, a very good football team. When you look at the teams that they played, Liberty, they're undefeated. They played Rhode Island. Rhode Island has several wins. Same thing with Stony Brook. So good football team, very athletic. Kind of reminds me of the athletic team that Townsend has. Coach has done a really good job of assembling his players and putting his package together, his culture together. Their quarterback is outstanding. He's in the top five or six in terms of throwing. They have a receiver that's in the top five or six as well. They do a good job there. Their linebacker, there's about three, four linebackers that are in the top. When you look at the CAA for tackles, I mean, they're listed up there. So they get after it pretty good. They get after it, athletic, fast. They do a good job, using the quarterback with his arm, but they also are able to run the ball as well. So look forward to the challenge here on Saturday.
All right, Mike, thanks as always for your time this afternoon, and I look forward to talking again.